Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts. I'm your host today. And once again, we are pleased to welcome the great Tony Shore that is always, always leads us in the right direction with putting things down that we can hopefully understand them bigger and better and everything else like that. Tony, it doesn't seem like we've already had a week pass since we last did our last podcast, but things are good. We talk about a lot of different things when it comes to retirement planning and financial services and different things like that on the podcast today. So, Mr. Shore, I know we've got a very, very special guest with us today. So I'm going to sort of turn it over to you and let you do the introductions of Mr. Binger. How about that?
Sure. No problem. Thank you so much, Tony, for having me on the show. But even better, I'm just along for the ride. Tony, you do a great show. We had fun last week, but this week it's the biggest show yet. You got a huge get when he's not on Fox Business News, CNBC, all over the place. The president of Gradient Investments is with us today, Mike Binger. Michael Binger, how are you?
I'm doing well. And my goodness, thank you, fellas, for that very gracious introduction there. I appreciate that.
Tony, I forgot to ask, and I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know how many C notes Fox Business slips over to Mike when they, they pull him on, but I didn't realize this thing was running at a nonprofit type situation today. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I don't know how you did it. You're going to owe him big time, Tony. I hope you can pry open that checkbook. No.
Oh no. We're all good.
Happy to be here. I love it. So
we all agree.
Yeah.
Listen, Mike, and again, I appreciate it so much. I sort of reached out to you last moment, and you were kind enough to agree to be on our podcast today. I just felt like it was very relevant with everything that's going on in the market today, and probably over the last 30 days when you look at it, and even going into today. It seems like every time somebody does an interview anymore and it doesn't, the words come out not pleasing, the markets decide to go in adjustment. So, again, I appreciate you jumping on here today and I thought I might have a little give and take with you, maybe throw some things over to you to get some better clarification on not only where we are, but what you sort of see down the road and the forecast. We're coming off of 2023, 2024, January was good this year. I saw some, I'm a numbers type guy, but I saw something that said basically, I think since 1970, 83% of the time when January had a positive return, we were, we're double digit for the balance of the year. So again, going into February, everything was looking rosy and cheery. And then this little thing called tariffs popped its ugly head up, and that along with who knows what else, and they're saying growth may not be as might not be what is expected and everything else like that. So in your words, where do you think we are right now, and what are your expectations going forward?
Okay. Let's digest that. That was a lot there to digest. In reality, we're at a little bit of a kind of an inflection point. I'm going to call it right here. We had, as you said, 23 and 24 were very strong years in the market. I mean, they kind of averaged about 25%-ish, if you put the 2 years together. So, the market was up close to 50% over the past 2 years. Now that's the S&P 500. There's reasons for that. I mean, earnings growth has been strong. The economy has been clicking along. We have a new kind of theme coming aboard. Artificial intelligence has been part of the, part of the equation here. Yeah. So things have been good. And they've been really good for some of these big cap tech stocks. You know, there's about 10 stocks that have really led the market, and they've all had, you know, a common theme of artificial intelligence. And you, and we all know the names. It's NVIDIA, Microsoft, Marvell, Google, Meta, those kind of names. So when you have a couple of good years and you have a, you know, a group of stocks that have led the market, have done very well, I mean, it doesn't take a lot for investors to say, oh, there's a reason for me to kind of pare back a little bit.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Correct.
And that reason is tariffs. You know, we have a new administration. You know, there's some uneasiness about the, I'm just gonna say, the abruptness of which this administration is inserting their policy into place. And it's still, a lot of it is unknown how it's all going to fall out. So that's just giving people a little reason to pull back. And I mean, when you look at it, we've had these two strong years. You look at the majority of the indices, and year to date, including January and February and what we're seeing, you know, in the last couple of weeks in March here, I mean, you know, the indices are down like 1 or 2%.
Right.
So it's not like we're entering this 2008 period or something like that, you know, financial crisis. You know, things are good. You know, corporate America is still thriving. The economy is still growing. We're just having a little pullback here, in my opinion.
Well, and I think too, Mike, you know, I've been fielding a few calls with clients and this, that, and the other. In fact, I just had one today. You know, we do a tremendous amount of federal employee, you know, retirement planning and things like that. One of the couples that I met with a couple of, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she called me this morning. She said, Tony, I've got all my money in the C fund, which is the TSP's S&P 500 account, basically. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, it's down 12 grand or whatever it is. She said, should I go to G? And I sat there and I said, look, we're 3 to 5 years down the road before you actually retire. Yeah. And I said, the only thing you're going to do right now by taking that money out of C fund and going over to G is lock in a $12,000 loss. I said, that's all you're going to do. So I said, you know, I said, hold tight. I said, if you know, I'd sit and looking at it, if we've got any money sitting in G, it might be a good time to come over and buy some extra C. But, you know, those are the things that people look like. You hit it right on the head, Mike. I pulled up a few things this morning. And, you know, since the first of the year, the Dow is down a whopping 1%. The S&P is down about 3, a little over 3. And, of course, the NASDAQ's taking a lick.
Yeah.
But, you know, for full disclosure, and you know, one of the strategies, Mike, has been very, very good. I personally have some of my own monies in it. Keith Gangle does a super, super job with Core Select. But again, it leans a little bit more heavy toward growth and the tech piece and everything else like that. So again, the NASDAQ is probably taking a little bit more of a hit. And unfortunately, too, when people look at not only the beginning of the year, but, you know, when these indices hit those high points, probably second or third week in January, then everybody sort of uses that number as how everything is falling from grace and things of that nature right there. So I don't think things are as bad as what they appear. But again, something that I tell people all the time, in order for these big investment bankers and the brokerage houses and everybody else to make money, they've got to sell something at a profit or try to sell it at a profit. And I know some of them out there right now, I think, are chasing and try to prevent maybe further loss. But in order to take profit, you usually have to sell something. And I think, again, whenever they get an excuse to use reasoning, such as what's happening right now, they go for it. And again, take and put some coins in their pocket, and then 30, 60 days down the road, they go back and buy the same stocks that they're probably selling off today.
Yeah. I mean, I really think what you're describing, I don't think it's so much of profit taking as it is what we call in the, you know, investment management area, sector rotation.
Okay.
So what you see is you say, look, because mutual fund managers and professional, you know, money managers in the investment industry, you need to be in the market, and they want to stay in the market. But they can rotate sectors, become more defensive or offensive, whatever they see fit. So right now, you know, the offensive tech sectors and those and AI sectors and those things have done very, very well. And so I believe there's a little sector rotation coming out of those sectors and going into the more of the value arenas right now. You know, industrials, healthcare, some of those areas. And you're actually seeing that. You know, I just looked right before I walked down here in this podcast, I looked, and the NASDAQ, as you said, was down about 3%. And the value sector in the S&P 500 was actually, you know, up a little bit earlier. So there is a sector rotation going on, but that money stays in the market. It just goes from one sector to the next. And that happens all the time. But in the long run, good companies thrive over time. That's not going to change because of what's going on. This administration is very pro-growth, and they feel that what they're doing right now and temporarily will spur growth down the road in our economy and the companies that we invest in and how they operate in that economy. So, yeah, we just don't see anything sinister on the landscape right now. I'd say like, oh, my goodness, you got to pull the plug and get into, you know, CDs or stable value funds or things like that. I just don't see that. In fact, we're, you know, like I said before, we still see the economy growing, and it may not grow as fast as it has in the past couple of quarters. There may be a little bit of a, you know, slowdown, but a slowdown does not mean a decline or a recession. It means you're just going from 3% growth to 2% growth, that kind of thing. And corporate America, you know, their earnings are surely still growing, you know, north of 10% is the forecast, which is very good. And now the PE multiple is contracted a little bit, which is even better. It makes stocks a little bit more attractive. So you talked about maybe it's time to go to actually take money from the G, and I'm not really sure of the TSP. But the woman who called you was probably trying to think, should I be, you know, take money out of the offensive fund and move it to defensive? And there's a mentality out there by the dip that's been very successful over time where you'd actually take money from, I think you said, the G fund and move it to the C area. Right. So I would be more inclined probably towards the end of March, you know, just kind of let things, the dust settle a little bit, to buy the dip is what I do versus sell everything that because there's something very, very sinister out there.
You know, Mike, that sort of leads into my next question. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had some of the slides that you have given us over the years at, you know, at some of our marketing meetings and rollout meetings and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing that I try to guard our clients against, and it's just natural. I mean, I know what they're doing, but you know, you'll get some feedback every now and then saying, well, you know what, we should be better timing the market and doing this and that and the other and things of that nature. And I just remember a couple of, you know, meetings that we were in and presentations where you actually wrote out some data that showed over, I don't know, 10, if not 20, several years of where people who tried to get in and out of the market, so-called timing the market, their returns were minuscule compared to people who invested for the long haul, didn't panic, didn't sit there and say, oh my gosh, we're down 5% or we're down 10%. I'm liquidating everything and moving someplace else. And again, I mean, there's no 100% answer to anything, but can you just maybe have a little conversation there about, you know, jumping in and out of the market and trying to plan for the long haul?
Yep. So the first thing that I'd like to bring out is that historically, 3 out of every 4 years, the stock market is up. So I'd just like to set that on the table right now. Secondly, I'd like to say trying to predict that 1 year that it's down is really a fool's venture.
Yeah.
And trust me, if anyone had a timing the market formula that worked, they certainly wouldn't share it with anyone, and they'd just do it themselves and become abundantly wealthy.
Correct.
Over time. So, you know, we're believers in, you know, we adjust our sectors and adjust our portfolios and the stocks in the portfolios for what we see in the next 6 to 12 months in the investment landscape. But, you know, when you try and time the market, now you have to make two good decisions, when to get out and also when to get back in.
Right.
And over time, you know, study after study shows that that is not a good strategy to deploy. That in fact, by doing so, you generally get one of the two decisions wrong and you miss out on some of the best days in the market. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you hurt your long-term returns. And what's a pretty good, you know, setup and equation for if you just stay in the market for 4 years, yeah, 1 year you're going to be down, but three you're going to be up. And right. That's why the stock market historically, if you're in it and you stay in it and you make adjustments at the margins, you're going to be a winner over time.
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. So I know you have constant contact with a lot of money managers and stuff like that. You know, one of our favorite friends that runs, you know, is the chief investment person for Bank of Montreal, Brian Belsky, has been extremely bullish for the past several years. And he's you know, saying, hey, look, I think there's going to still be a bull market going through the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. In your conversations, not only with, you know, with Brian, but other managers and chief investment officers and things like that across the table. I mean, are you getting similar feedback from all of them of what's going on now and what we feel like is going to be happening down the road?
Yes. I mean, you know, our investment team is knee deep in the weeds in you know, 24/7. They live and die this stuff. They talk to, you know, investment people and Wall Street strategists and, you know, company analysts and all those things on a regular basis. Kind of hands down, everything we're hearing is that, you know, from an economic level, is that the economy is still good. You know, the economy is growing 2%. Unemployment is very low at 4.1%. Inflation is under control underneath 3%. Then from a corporate level, you know, corporations are thriving and their earnings are growing north of 10% on a year-over-year basis. That's the forecast for this year, and I believe that forecast. You know, people are trying to understand tariffs, but, you know, number one, I think tariffs are a negotiating ploy by this administration.
I agree.
Number two, I feel there will be some targeted tariffs where, the United States does have to manufacture certain things here. We can't just offshore everything.
Right.
And I believe this administration believes that themselves, and that's part of this. And then the other thing, you know, that I think people kind of lose sight of a little bit is that, you know, the federal government has a lot of debt. About 36, 37 trillion right now. Yeah. And Donald Trump says, you know, he's creating an ERS, which is an external revenue service. You got to remember that all these tariffs, they go into that's revenue into the federal government, which would be, it's probably not going to cut into that debt, but it's going to slow the rate of growth of that debt, which is an important thing too. So just stay tuned. I don't think these tariffs, there's a lot of rhetoric that are going on internally, between countries, all those kind of things. Just give it a little bit to die down. I mean, we've seen this playbook before. And then really focus on what we call the fundamentals, which is three things when you boil it down. And the three things are, how's the economy doing? How are the companies that we invest in, how are they operating in that economy? And thirdly is valuation. What are you paying for the stocks and securities that you buy? And the economy is still growing. Corporate America is still thriving, and valuations just got a little cheap because the markets had kind of a normal 5% pullback here. So I would encourage people not to get too panicky, you know, not to take everything you hear on the news, you know, completely to heart, and just let things play out a little bit and then let us focus on the fundamentals. And, you know, history proves that you get rewarded if you stay in the stock market.
You know, Mike, we've got several of our clients that are in the tilt strategy that's offered through you guys. And one of the things that I like about that is that it has the ability for, you know, you and your team to make decisions about possibly going from, you know, maybe being overly invested in U.S. growth and sort of a seeing an idea of maybe, you know, pulling back a little bit on the growth and going more into U.S. value, especially, you know, blue chip, high dividend and different things like that. Can you can you give us a little bit of an idea of where you all are standing right now with what you're doing with Tilt? Are you leaning more toward that G50, you know, look inside of Tilt, or are you just sort of staying pat right now?
Well, no, we have, just to give people a little bit of description. So the Tilt models are really a fund of gradient funds approach. So our investment team gets together and decides, we like this growth portfolio more than a value, so we're going to overweight this one. They make decisions on the portfolios. Probably about 2 to 3 months ago, they kind of leaned into the value side of things. We even had some hedged equity, hedged equity portfolio out there along with the G50 value portfolio. So the Tilt model this year is doing better than the general market itself. And right now I just heard the investment team talking about this, and they're not going to change the stance right now. They're going to stay a little bit, cautious right now, still in the market, but in those sectors that I talked about that are a little bit more defensive.
Okay. Tony, how much time do we have left?
Oh, we've got about 5 minutes left. Oh,
okay, great. Yeah. I just want to make sure we're using the town.
We can get talking to him. You know, Tony, you talked about Brian Belsky, and Brian is a friend of the companies of Gradient Investments. He is, I think, for the 13th year in a row, he is presented at our annual investor conference that you attend. Mm-hmm. He has really been a lot more right than wrong. And he's a believer in what's called that we're going through a kind of a super cycle bull market right now.
Okay.
Which means for like 25 years, he thinks the market is going to be in a strong period. And we're about 15 to 17 years into that period right now. So he would still say, look, stay strong in the market. Things are going the right way. The economy is still strong. All the things that we've talked about, he would stay there. He's also a believer in, invest in America over Europe or China. What he is not a big believer in, he is not really a big believer in Bitcoin, where other experts that we have are, but he is not. He's a believer in the U.S. stock market, the U.S. economy, and U.S. corporations. And he thinks they're thriving right now and will continue to do that. And, you have your TV on probably in your office all the time. That guy's on CNBC and Bloomberg and Fox Business and constantly.
Yes.
They value his opinion. And that's because he's been more right than wrong. And he puts out pieces every month, and we talk to him a lot, and he's still bullish.
Well, couldn't agree with you more. And like you said, he has seemed to be more right than wrong in a lot of different things than this, that, and the other. Mike, I, before we go here, a couple other things, because, I think it was October of 19 when we came out with the structured note portfolios,
yes,
things of that nature.
Yes.
And I think they've been very successful. We've had clients that, maybe don't want to take the long position that annuities have to offer when you're looking for that principal protection piece. So, we've gone and looked in the 12 and the 18 month and 24 month positions with these structured notes and the buffers and different things like that. Compared to 4, 5, 6 years ago, the caps on some of these buffers were much, much higher than they are now. I think they sort of hit a low, maybe down around 11, 12. A few months back, and it's another, they seem to be inching back up.
Yep.
Where do you think the caps as far as, the top side on these structured notes and these buffered caps going forward, where do you think the outlook is for those?
Okay. So, what we're talking about is we're talking about investment vehicles where clients can participate with the market indices on the upside to a cap. And the trade-off is that they get some downside protection, which is called the buffer.
Right.
And when we first brought these out, it really was you had 15% protection for 15% upside on an annualized basis. That was kind of the sweet spot. And now we've seen that expand a little bit where we can get, we can actually get principal protection, 100% buffers, and still get returns that are, roughly around 10% on an annualized basis if the market goes up. So yeah, these are very, very attractive. And, you know, Tony, you tell me, I mean, you don't build the clientele that we deal with, the demographic there. I mean, these are folks who are close to retirement or in retirement. So they're not in their life cycle where they need to hit home runs anymore. Correct. They're looking for, you know, nice, clean, annualized returns that can, you know, keep them on track with their financial plan that you've laid out for them to get them through, you know, their entire life. And if they can sleep better at night knowing they have a little downside protection, all the better. I mean, they're really resonating. These are great products. They're the dual directional. They're the buffered index. And there's our designed income portfolios.
Exactly.
And right. Two things affect the caps. The terms is what we call it. When interest rates are higher versus lower, higher interest rates means you get better terms. And when market volatility goes up, you get better terms also. And interest rates are kind of have been at about the same level, so that's not really affecting things, but volatility is starting to go up, which means our next round of monthly offerings, terms will be much more attractive.
Be better. That's good. That's good. No, I think they have been a strategy that has been an absolute, wait, you told me not to use the phrase home run, but I tell you what, they just give us another, another arrow in our quiver here to use, because again, and Mike, and you know this, but when you're dealing with clients who are working in that, what I call the accumulation phase, they're just trying to get their bucket as big as possible. And again, if you're in the 401ks, as far as your retirement planning, because you're working, or if you're in your 401ks, 403bs, TSPs with the federal government, again, you basically, in my opinion, you sort of only have one direction, and that's being in some type of growth accounts in order to grow your portfolio, your bucket, whatever you want to call it, to be as big as possible. But most of my clients, and I'd say probably the multitude of advisors, clients out there that I know we deal with our meetings and stuff like that, our breakouts and things of that nature right there. When people go from that accumulation phase, when somebody else is in charge of the paycheck, to what I call the distribution phase. Now you are in charge of the paycheck. You're now running, Mr. and Miss Smith paycheck that is no longer coming from whomever. People have a tendency to get more conservative. Mm-hmm. And when they get more conservative, they look for ways to possibly protect that principal while still being able to try to get some types of earnings and returns that are respectable. And again, for those folks that still turn green when you mention the word annuity, the buffers give us a place to sort of go play in that environment if we're looking for principal protection. So it's a nice thing to look at, and something that, again, I'm very appreciative. And now I think we're in our sixth year almost of playing with these things, and everybody's done a great job.
I mean, Tony, they resonate with your clients, and they're resonating with clients all across the country. I mean, there's a reason why they've been so successful, and it's the measures of protection and the upside participation that people get.
Yeah. Super.
All right, guys. Well, we're almost out of time here. Great discussion. I hate to end it because we're learning a lot, and there are a lot of great financial vehicles and investment vehicles and tools out there, Tony, that you offer your clients. And it's great to hear about those from Mike Binger, the president of Gradient Investments. Thank you once again.
Well, it was a lot of fun. Have me back sometime, Tony.
We'll definitely do it. And again, Mike, thank you so much for taking short notice and being able to squeeze a few minutes into your schedule today to be on the podcast with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.